It's Financial Planning with J. Daniel Plouffe, Episode 8, brought to you by WRBO Public Media. Here's Daniel.
This podcast is a bit different for me and deals with a problem, I guess you could say, that I'm having with Wall Street overall. Way back in 1792, some men gathered near a huge sycamore tree on Wall Street in New York City to agree to a more formal way to trade with one another. The tree was known as a buttonwood, and this buttonwood agreement, as it was called, formed the basis of today's organized trading. Little did they know this marketplace they created would later become the New York Stock Exchange and would grow to become the largest, most organized, regulated, and trusted marketplace on the planet. The exchange, which is often synonymous with our view of Wall Street overall, allowed for this country's unprecedented growth rate and helped establish new companies, grow businesses and economies, and fund governments around the world. By organizing the securities market, the New York Stock Exchange helps channel money from investors into various areas of the marketplace to fuel economic growth. As a result, governments and companies access the money they need to finance their projects, grow their businesses, and hire employees. Without this marketplace, bridges and highways might not be built. Farmers couldn't hedge their crops, and companies would find it difficult to expand. And let's not forget, the exchange provides the means for average individual investors to participate in the success of thousands of companies. So, what's my problem with this? Well, it seems some of us have forgotten the main purpose of the New York Stock Exchange and other regulated exchanges. The notion of investors bringing capital to the markets for business and economic growth now seems a bit challenged by the so-called high-frequency traders. These entities have little concern for company fundamentals or economic growth, but rather look to trade, sometimes large blocks of stock, on a second-by-second basis. They may at times be looking to make just 1 or 2 cents per share gain. Now, some argue this provides added liquidity to the markets, but others say it causes volatility and can even contribute to some other major problems in the marketplace. At the very best, it can cause a decline in investor confidence, especially at a time when it's needed most. Some exchanges, such as the NASDAQ, have encountered problems trying to accommodate these high-frequency traders. Now, look, I realize the exchanges like the transactional business, but is it really all worth it? Wall Street's taken some lumps over the years, some of which were well-deserved. But the bad news can often overshadow its fundamental good and purpose, that of bringing capital to businesses and governments and allowing individuals access to investment opportunities. High-frequency traders and some other computer-driven programs benefit neither side of that equation. With its successful emergence from the recent financial crisis, maybe now is a good time for Wall Street to refocus on its original and essential purpose, and in the process, restore investor confidence and trust. I'd be interested in your comments on this. Email us at feedback@wrvo.org. From the Syracuse office of Morgan Stanley, I'm Daniel Plouffe. Thanks for listening.
To learn more about financial planning with J. Daniel Plouffe, visit WRVO.org.